Oh my gosh. Is that how we doing it, Jay? Is that how we doing it back there? Is that how we doing it?
Bro, I should have took a picture of you right there.
Oh, because, man.
Me and Drake's been matching. That's a cringe as hell. Come on now.
It was painful, man. I'm just like, you know. But here's how Emil Fragoso, our 49ers insider, SacktownSports.com, joining us. I started off the show, Emil, saying, Niners fans, you can have your day right now. Uh-huh. Yeah. You can talk your talk. You can talk your trash. You can play your songs, Jay. You can wear your red. You can do whatever you want. Because by Monday, y'all going to be silent. They're going to be quiet.
Really?
That's what I think. I just feel like when you look at the Eagles this season, Emil, they're a team of destiny. And here's why.
Okay.
They are winning games they should lose, but they're finding ways to win. They should have lost that game against Buffalo. Buffalo had them.
Sure.
But yet, a 59-yard field goal by Elliott. When he lined up, I'm listening to it on the radio because I was driving. They're like, oh, my gosh, he has to hit a 59-yarder to send it into overtime. There's no way, you know. And he drills it. That's what I'm saying, a team of destiny. They are
what the
Niners wish they were. Because here's why. Because they had a loss in the Super Bowl and came back refocused. And now here they are 10-1.
You know who else won a lot of games they're supposed to lose? The Minnesota Vikings. Look at where they're at now.
Are you really comparing the Eagles to the Vikings?
They play like them.
Are you really?
They have been.
Are you really comparing? And you're not even a Niners fan. I don't know why you're trying to come smoke with me right now.
They've been playing like them.
But we know.
That defense can't stop a traffic cone right now, honestly.
But the difference between the Eagles and the Vikings, the Eagles can win big games. They've proven historically they can win big games. Like this weekend. It's going to be a big game. I don't want to argue with you. I didn't spend all day arguing with High Flyer, Jay, all these Niners
fans.
That's
what you have me on for, is
no,
argue.
Not at all. I want your insight. Unbiased insight, if you will.
I got you.
I know you're our Niners insider.
I got you.
Tell me about this game on Sunday. Niners favorite. Tell me why.
Because the Niners, when they're healthy, are the most complete team in football, and that's not even an exaggeration. They have the most talent across the board, from quarterback to safety, even with Talanoa Fung out for the year, even with George Odom out for the year, even with Ray Ribicaw being banged up. They have the most top-end talent across the board, from quarterback to wide receiver to running back to defensive line. There's a reason why they haven't lost a game since the bye week and why they've given up a combined 90 points in like 6 weeks. They don't lose. Or they don't lose when they're not falling apart. When they're on topic, when they're on time, like they are the last 3 weeks since the bye, they're the best team in football because they're playing like it. But for some reason, during that three-game skid, they lost their heart and soul. And now they have it back, especially with Chase Young reinvigorating that defense.
Now, I will say this. I agree with you that the Niners are the most complete team. Mm-hmm. But that don't mean that they're going to win the game.
That's fair.
You know, I told KD, I was like, I think the team that wants it the most, the hunger factor, mm-hmm. comes in for me. Who wants to win this game the most?
Yeah.
And then another factor that kicks in is that the weather. I honestly think the weather will play a big deal in who wins this game.
And that I do as well. 90% chance at rain on Sunday in Philadelphia. Brock Purdy has talked about wearing a glove because he did that in college when it was a heavy rain. When it was a light rain, not a big deal. But a heavy rain, Brock's hands aren't like massive. They're not like a mass. Like he's not a big quarterback per se. So his hand size isn't as big as Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. So he can't grip the ball as well. So he has to wear a glove. So I do think the rain will be a factor. But the Niners are also really good at running the football and dominating the line of scrimmage. So if it comes down to a rain game and controlling time possession, Niners have been really good at that the last 3 weeks.
I'm looking at the teams they beat in the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Because you're right. They've been amazing. They've been awesome coming out of the bye week. Mm-hmm. The teams they've beaten the last 3 weeks, Jacksonville.
Who leads the division.
Tampa and Seattle.
Yeah.
A combined 18-16 on the season. So basically, an average group of football teams.
Still a winning record.
But an average group of football teams.
Yeah.
Now let me go to my Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, boy.
And look at the teams they've beaten the last couple of weeks. You got the Dallas Cowboys.
Fraudulent.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Don't have wide receivers.
Wow. And the Buffalo Bills.
We've watched that soap opera all year.
But really? When you look at the combined record of all of those teams, let me do the math, carry the one over here. Just stand by here. Stand by here.
And that's not your
eight
strong
and
suit.
Three. No, it is. It's actually my greatest strong suit in 9-3.
He said, take off his shoes, use his toes.
14, carry the one. 23-12. So you cannot compare the last three wins for the San Francisco 49ers against what the Eagles have been able to accomplish this season.
Didn't the Philadelphia Eagles also lose to the Jets?
You guys lost to the Vikings, the team you just got.
Kirk Cousins.
Come on. Y'all made Kirk Cousins look like Joe Montana.
Yeah, because the secondary is not that great. It's better. So the Niners' secondary
is not that great.
It's gotten better
since
the bye.
Can Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown cause havoc with that secondary?
I mean, they could, but also last season in the NFC Championship game with the Amador Lenore and Javarius Ward allowed two catches for 16 yards against those two. So they have a history of stopping these two, and they just got off of a game against DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, where Metcalf for three touchdowns last night. What do you do against Javarius Ward on Thanksgiving? Nothing.
Emil, come on. You know what? You're my young boy. You're my guy.
Uh-huh.
You're not even a Niners fan, and you're capping for him like that.
What do you mean I'm capping? Yeah, I'm listing stats here.
Come on, bro. As my guy on the 916 says, Drapes, you got to remember, 49er fans are like Warrior fans. Self-entitled and overconfident.
Mm. And Eagle
and
fans
the Niners
are?
Do lose. They lose when Brock Purdy gets pressure on him. Tell me about Brock Purdy this weekend. The conditions, the front four for Philly, the pressure that he's under right now, going against the best team in the NFL.
He's not feeling the pressure, being quite honest with you. At least what he's conveying to us, he talked about it yesterday. You know, he's not going into this game. Obviously, it's the side of the injury, right? It's going back to the scene of the crime. You think maybe it's going to be an emotional thing. You take a step like Jimmy Garoppolo did. Navarro Bowman did come back from the injuries when he went back to that stadium. Brock's not focused on that. Brock is focused on just winning each week, day in and day out. That's all he really cares about. Brock Purdy has proven over the last 18 weeks of the last year span of time that he is the Niners franchise quarterback for a reason, because he's so even keeled. He's never up and he's never down. He's always the same kind of person. That's why he's able to go into buildings like Philadelphia, into Seattle, into Dallas, and take on these teams and play really well, because it's the moment's never too big for him, it seems. It's never too big for him.
Now, let me ask you this question. Did you see what we talked about early on when they were comparing the two quarterbacks? And who?
Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, his Colin Cowherd.
With the hat backwards.
Oh,
like,
I mean, I'm in solidarity with Brock. What do you mean?
I'm just saying, just give me your insight on that right there.
On Colin Cowherd?
Yes.
I mean, it was, I respect Colin Cowherd for everything he's done for the industry and just elevating it in terms of being a sports personality. With that being said, it was a trash-ass take.
I was about to say, give me the butt. give me the butt.
It was lazy. It was trash. It's the reason why I stopped listening to Colin Cowherd, because he's just reaching for straws. And maybe that's all you need to do nowadays in the clicks and likes era of social media.
Clickbait.
But at the end of the day, speak your mind. And I guess, again, he ain't like the Niners for a couple of years, so we kind of know why. We ain't going to say why.
Right.
Though. We know why. But we're going to leave that alone. But look, let's keep adding fuel to the fire. The Eagles players have even said, coming out, that Brock Purdy is the weakest link on the Niners. And Niners media informed Brock of that this week, and Brock goes, oh, I haven't heard that yet. Just adding a little fuel to the fire, a little confidence, because just like Christian McCaffrey said, when he plays with that chip on his shoulder and he plays pissed off, he is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, because he has that chip on his shoulder and he wants to prove a point.
Okay.
You know, I hear you. You're fired up. I really want to get down to some X's and O's talk and just, you know, how big of a game this is.
Yeah.
I think when you look at how this game plays out, obviously, in the NFL, whoever controls the line of scrimmage wins the game usually.
Correct.
But I feel it's even more important, the Philly defensive front versus the Niners offensive line.
That's fair.
How critical is that? Is that the matchup? Forget about the skill players, CMC, because if the Eagles are able to get pressure on Brock, pressure on that running game, that's, to me, their chance at winning. If they don't, I got the Niners winning.
No, I agree with that, too. That's Niners' kryptonite, is making sure to keep the pressure off Brock Purdy.
Right.
But Brock has also found an ability to escape the pocket and extend plays and make the best out of a bad situation. And I think that's important, too, is that Brock's ability with his legs is super underutilized. I think he's actually a really good scrambler, making the right decision to just get positive yards, because the Niners' biggest weakness is that when they fall behind on first down or second down, they struggle to come back on third down.
Right.
And they can just stay ahead of the sticks, and that just means holding up in the offensive line. Yes, the interior has been a bit banged up, but Aaron Banks is back. McKivitz is on right tackle. Feliciano's rotating in with Burfert. They've been performing better the last couple weeks. And yes, the Eagles are a very talented front line. It's what got Brock Purdy hurt in the first place. But I think the Niners are ready for it. I think the Niners understand that you can't put Ross Dwelly or Charlie Warner on Hassan Reddick, and they're gonna keep George Kittle a little in more. And it might not be a big Kittle game, but because of Kittle's ability to block
right.
is going to be so vital for them, and I think that's going to maybe be the difference here.
What can you tell us about the injury situation? I'm looking at the injury report. Mm-hmm. Eric Armstead is the one that stands out to me. What do you think about this week?
Eric Armstead has come out and said that he's going to play this week. Okay. He does have a foot injury. He is questionable, listed as questionable. He's already said he's going to come out and play. That was yesterday as well. He missed the first 2 days of practice, came back today. He had plantar fasciitis last year, and he only played 9 games. And that's a big injury to have, especially for a man of his stature at 6'5", almost 300 pounds. Defensive lineman, he got to generate a lot of power with heel. So hopefully he is fine. He seems to indicate that he is going to play. But even a less than 100% Eric Armstead, especially this season, has been a wrecking force.
Yeah.
I think he's going to really have a good game. And it really helps you have a guy in, you know him very well, Javon Hargrave, the Gravedigger, now on the other side, no longer Philadelphia. I think that's going to help as well. And then with Chase Young and Nick Bosa, there's no more double teams. You have to guard every single player.
Yeah.
You can't box out Bosa. You can't box out Young because someone else is going to get through.
Somebody else is going to eat you up.
And Jalen Hurts has taken a couple sacks this year. It hasn't been as dominant getting out of the pocket for him.
I guess what upsets me the most, Emil, about this conversation, I've gone on record as saying the Niners are a good team.
Yeah.
Brock's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
I haven't heard one analyst, one fan, one text, one YouTuber, one guy like you that writes for Sactown Sports say the Eagles are a good team.
I mean, they're talented.
You compared them to the Minnesota Vikings. Come on, Emil.
That's disrespectful.
And that's why it gets me so fired up, Emil. I understand you guys are still upset about NFC Championship game. Eagles have been squeaking by some close games, but they've been getting the wins. All that matters is if you win. Can we at least agree the Eagles – top two team in the NFL? Top three?
Okay. They have the best record.
But you're making it sound like the Niners are far and above the better team.
When they want to be, they can be the better team.
What is that? Come on.
The Niners have a propensity to shoot themselves in the foot.
So they didn't want to be against the Cleveland Browns. They didn't want to be against Joe Burrow.
It just wasn't their
when
day.
When Joe Burrow came into their building. They didn't want to be against the Minnesota Vikings. See, just all the excuse making for why the Niners lose. The Eagles lose one game against the Jets, and that's all you can point to. Oh, they lost against the Jets. They lost. But they're getting the wins.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I get it. They're getting wins. They're finding a way. And that's all that matters. And it's why I picked the Eagles initially to win this game, and I'm still probably going to, because until the Eagles lose, I can't pick against them.
Tell me how the Eagles win this game.
By doing the same thing they always do, the tush push. Just
really, that play right there is...
If they are able, just like the Niners, stay ahead of the sticks, don't get behind on first down, second down. They're basically a four-down team because of how effective they are with the tush push. And if they can just chew up clock, same as the Niners can do, it's going to be hard to come back, especially for the Niners who have struggled when they're down with under Kyle Shanahan to come back. The Niners have to play their game. They have to play a perfect game against the Eagles. They haven't been able to do that all season, pretty much. Even against Seattle, what happened in that third quarter? They shot themselves in the foot, pick six. Until I see the Niners play a perfect game, and obviously the Cowboys and Jaguars are examples of close to perfect games, until they can do that against the Eagles, I can see it with my eyes, I have to pick the Eagles to win this game, and by narrow margins, because the Eagles, like you say, they find a way to win.
They find a way. Let's talk MVP conversation.
Oh, I like this.
Because there's a narrative out there, and I forget what I was looking at. I think it was on NFL.com, and they had their MVP tracker. And Jalen Hurts was in the mix.
He should be.
Lamar Jackson was up there. But Brock Purdy, not necessarily. It was still CMC. How do you think this game plays into the MVP conversation for both these teams?
Massively. Mm-hmm. Massively. Especially if Purdy or McCaffrey have a great individual game, it's going to definitely boost their odds going forward, because it's a really slim margin this year. It feels like no one kind of really wants the MVP for the taking. No one's the runaway favorite right now. It's been Mahomes and Hurts and Lamar, then McCaffrey for a second, Purdy for a second. Now it's back to Hurts. And that's kind of because of their record being 10-1. Hurts hasn't been miraculous, to say the least. Yes, he does have the rushing touchdowns, and that kind of adds a factor as a mobile quarterback. But Brock, just on stats, I mean, Brock has almost 3,000 passing yards. Hurts has less than that. Brock has 21 total touchdowns. Hurts has about 29 because of the rushing stats. But he has more passing touchdowns than Hurts does. So if you're looking at just numbers, Brock's been the better quarterback as a passer. But Hurts has been the better mobile quarterback.
And
so
I think Hurts fourth quarter numbers versus
correct.
Yeah, like I understand the turnovers and everything, like, but in the fourth quarter, he turns into something else. Whatever the play needs, that he makes the plays.
Most of the time, yes.
Yes, most of the time. Where does Dak Prescott fit in? Because the Cowboys are winning games. We saw him last night against the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
You mentioned numbers. Outside of completion percentage, Dak's numbers are better than Brock Purdy's.
Yeah, no, Dak has 26 passing touchdowns and over 3,000 passing yards. He is leading the NFL, I believe, in passing yards, or close to. Look, Dak's been great this year. And it's great to see for Dak after having a couple down years, you know, suffering a broken ankle that really derailed a couple of his prime years. It's good to see for Dak, but I always look at the big games and how Dak kind of underperforms in those games, right? Look at the Niners when they walked in there. He played
great against the Eagles in Philly, though.
He did. He played great against the Eagles in Philly. And maybe that's a divisional thing. You can never really tell. They played great against Seattle as well last night. Again, until I see Dak Prescott really live up to the hype in a big playoff moment, I kind of can't put him there. It's a regular season award, so maybe he can win the MVP. But I think the Dallas needs a little bit of help, not just from Dak, but overall to really be in that scheme of conversation.
You know, when I look at this stretch of games for the Eagles, we talked about, obviously, the Chiefs, Bills. You got the Niners. You got the Cowboys. Tough stretch. You could argue the Niners are beginning their tough stretch, too. Seahawks, Eagles, Seahawks. You got Baltimore coming up here this month as well. How important, I guess, are these next few weeks for San Francisco? Because you could argue they may not beat the Eagles. They may not get the one seed.
Yeah.
But the two seed is still there.
It is.
How important is that two seed, do you think?
Very important. Obviously, they'd rather have the one seed because of the NFL rule change. Yep. Only the one seed gets the bye now. They'd rather have the bye.
Right.
But at the end of the day, getting the two seed is still a really good accomplishment, especially considering that this team had a drop-off for 3 weeks where they just were MIA. Mm-hmm. And for them to bounce back and rally the way they have is really, really special, and it's why I think they're going to be really, really good in Philadelphia this week. But if they do lose, it's going to be the end of the NFC probably talk for division for overall standings.
Right.
And if they had lost to Buffalo, this would be a winner-take-all game. That's how close this is right now, is that Philly cannot afford to falter either. Because they have this week, and then they have Seattle as well coming up. So they have to really take care of business, too. So just like High Flyer said, who wants it more? Who's going to want this game more? I think it's going to be a real clash of two Titans. I think both teams really want it more. Even if they're not going to admit it, they're just like, it's another game. There's some real animosity of like, we have to win this game because we have to prove we are the best team in the NFL. That's what they're going for right now.
So a tone setter.
It's a tone-setting game, yes.
Yeah, 100%. For the rest of the season.
Because the Lions have proven they're on the outside looking in.
You think the Lions are...
They're on the outside
They're not at the big boy table. They're at the kids' table.
Respectfully, the Packers ain't that good. Let's be honest. Yeah, the Packers made them look childish.
They eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Right? They're not eating the steak.
No.
They're not eating the steak.
It's a great story for the Lions. Best records in the 60s. I hope you win at least one playoff game. I really do.
You know, when I look at the standings... And you know, Dallas with that win last night, 9-3.
Yeah.
Detroit 8-3.
Yeah.
San Francisco 8-3. It's possible, despite what you say about the Lions, the Niners may have to go on the road.
They might.
At some point. Yeah. Even before the NFC Championship game. Does that matter though? Is that important, you think? When you look at some of those other teams that they're vying for, like, they can go into Detroit, and you're not worried about that.
I'm not worried about that, and, like, can they go into another team's house and win? I'm worried about it for the overall fatigue and travel stuff for them.
Right.
They're the second most travel team in the NFL, only behind Seattle. Mm. And that takes a toll on teams, right? It takes a toll on them. They have to go to Philly this week after 10 days rest, and that's the big help, is that they have an extra 3 days of rest instead of having a regular week, because they play Thursday to Sunday.
I got a question for you. Is travel that tough in the NFL?
I mean, you're a professional. You used to play. You know how travel used to be.
Travel was great when we had our own plane. Travel was nice.
But you're good. But going across the country, when are they flying out?
Today.
Today?
Oh, okay. They're on air right now.
Okay, they're in the air right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not like you flying, you know, in this second row seat to Southwest. Travel was nice.
It's nice, it's still a thing, though.
But then,
especially when you got to go multiple time zones.
But then again, I understand that we only travel with, on our roster, we got 15. You know, it's totally different in the NFL. That's what makes them like, how do they travel? Are they crunched? They're some big boys, too.
I haven't seen an NFL plane.
They got a lot of planes.
They got multiple planes.
They
got the players one and then everybody else, right?
Yeah.
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 Because, see, NBA, everybody on the same plane.
Yeah, everybody on the same
plane. And everybody is stretched out. The players got their own little section, everything.
Yeah.
And KD been on the plane. We fly good.
Yeah,
it's nothing wrong. Yeah, I'm not. Well, I can't complain about
that. You got the whole seat back.
We fly very well. Yeah. The bus pulls up to the front of the plane. Yep. You step from the plane onto the bus.
Yeah,
right. They grab all your gear, throw it on there. We on the bus, listen to music until you get to the hotel.
Best part is you ain't got to touch your luggage.
You don't touch
nothing. That's the part I like. Yeah. You ain't got to touch your luggage.
Like I said, I was wondering. We don't travel that hard. it's not that serious.
No, I get it. Football is also a little more demanding sport on a week-in, week-out basis than basketball. It's because of just the style of play. It's a much more physical. And this team is also older, too, especially with guys like Trent Williams.
That's true.
He's 35 years old, you know, making this travel stuff. And so it's harder for certain guys to do it. Some guys can do it really well. Some can't. And it's a bigger team. You just don't know what's going to happen with more personalities and bodies. And so that's kind of the thing is that they want to be at home. They're so good at home. They're so good defending home court right now for them, or home field, I should say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Niners really want that. They want to stay home. They don't want to travel because they want to keep as much energy as possible to play a 22-game season.
Think about that. It's a possibility. They're not going to have to lead this time zone.
It's really possible.
In the playoffs, you know, for going to the Super Bowl and everything.
That would be nice. It's an advantage. It really is.
That would be nice.
All right, what you got coming up? Return of the Empire at 6 o'clock, right?
Return of the Empire at 6 o'clock. We will debunk Colin Cowherd and his takes on the backwards hat. Preview in Philadelphia, Niners, of course, and what's going on with the injury report, as well as why Brock Purdy is not looking for revenge. He's just looking to be Brock Purdy. Same thing as always.
I wish I could be a part of that conversation.
You can.
Because I call BS on
you
that.
You can.
You know, inside, that's all he's thinking about is revenge.
I don't think
so. You don't think so?
No.
You don't think Brock's not that kind of guy?
Brock's a simple, laid-back guy that went to Iowa on the bye week and was plowing cornfields.
Brock got y'all all fooled,
man. He's a little country boy.
He got y'all all fooled, man.
You know what? I'm not buying that country boy.
I know. I think Brock is burning on the inside.
Let me tell you this. Yeah. Larry Bird was a country boy, too. and we learned a whole lot about Larry this week, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Larry was a killer.
I get it.
All right, Emil, looking forward to that. Return of the Empire, 6 o'clock, right after we are done. Appreciate you, my man.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, Fly Eagles Fly. Coming up next, much more talk here with the high flyer himself. We get you ready for, obviously, the big football game on Sunday and the Kings taking on the Denver Nuggets tomorrow. You're listening to The Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports 11-4. What you know about this, high flyer? What you know about that joy and pain?
Come on, man.
Rob Bass and the boys.
It takes two to make things go right.
Man.
Come on, man.
Yo, I'm going to listen to some Rob Bass when I drive home. Hey, man.
A lot of people like to call them a one-hit wonder, but they have more.
Not at all. You're right.
They have more. I mean, you know, it takes two with their number one. But I love Joy and Pain.
This was a great song. No doubt about it. Yeah. No doubt. Oh, shit. You taking me back, Jay? You taking me back right now. Jay Johnson behind the boards. Drapes and the High Flyer here with you till 6 o'clock. Coming up, it is the return of the Empire at 6 with Emil Fragoso and Nate Littlefield. They're going to be getting you ready for Niners-Eagles. Emil just was on with us, and, you know, he's a Raiders fan, but by the way he was talking, man, Jay's like, is he? Yes, but by the way he was talking, he was bang-bang Niner game, it sound like.
Yeah, you can tell who pays the bills.
Exactly. Jay, get it out now, big dog, because on Monday, it ain't going to be that.
You know what?
We won't be hearing none of that.
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm a weekend guy. I love my Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. But for some reason, I can't wait for Monday. I can't wait for Monday to hit.
Man, and the thing is, and I'm seeing the YouTube, I'm seeing the text line, Niners fans kind of quiet today. I think they nervous, or maybe they just saving it up for Monday.
Call them out.
They not coming at me. We talking trash out here. Us Eagles fans, we had our man Anthony Gargano on earlier talking about how this is a rivalry now. And I want to get into that here with you fans out there, 916-339-1140. Let's listen to what Anthony Gargano said earlier right here on The Drive, guys, about this budding rivalry between the Niners and the Eagles.
It's huge. Listen, just what you were saying, too. You know, remember, after that game, this is a great rivalry, man. It's a great rivalry between the fans, the players. You talked about Debo. And it really is a good way to kind of prove it type of thing, you know? And both teams are playing for that home field throughout, which is a big deal. The Eagles got Dallas next week. So this is dynamite, man. This could be a great game.
And this is why I'm so fired up, because it's only the second meeting. Like, you had the NFC Championship game.
Right.
It's not like this is Niners-Cowboys, Niners-Seahawks in the division,
right,
or Niners-Cowboys historically. This is one of these newfound rivalries that we're seeing. Sort of like when you look at the NBA, Kings-Warriors really was never a rivalry, but all of a sudden they met in the playoffs first round. That took it to another level.
It's big
I think
now.
Same thing with this Eagles-Niners rivalry.
You know what? And it's funny, too, because, you know, I really want the Niner fans to show up and show out. But I want to hear from them. I'm with you. I want to hear from them. Because
they're scared. Yeah,
because yesterday when we had the conversation about with the Kings fans about giving them a pass or not pass, Kings fans showed up and showed out. The phone lines were lit.
I think what you're seeing, High Flyer, and TCG is on the YouTube chat now. I've been barking at you since 4. Open your eyes, Drapes. That's all fine and dandy. But here's the thing about Niners fans, and somebody said it on the text line. I'm going to read this again. He said, Drapes, you got to remember 49ers fans are like Warriors fans. Self-entitled and overconfident, and the Niners do lose. They lose when Brock Purdy gets pressure on him. And so it might be a closet Raider fan, maybe. But, you know, I think this is – I know it's just 1 of 17 for the Niners, but the way – everybody's been talking about this game. It's like the Super Bowl almost. And we talked earlier. Are the Niners and their fan base putting too much emphasis on this game? Like, if you lose, this is the problem, High Flyer. It's sort of like Kings-Warriors, like we said the other night. We were fired up for that game.
No doubt.
We were juiced up.
Fired up.
Our boys came out flat talking about the Kings. If they would have lost that game, that would have been heartbreak.
Pretty much.
We couldn't say nothing the rest of the season.
Because of what everything went along with that. Because they've been owning us up until then. That's the thing with that rivalry. It's a little bit different with Frisco and Philly. Like you said, they haven't seen each other that much. And they probably won't see each other again unless they meet up in the playoffs.
Right.
But that's why this game, the magnitude of it, it's almost like you get bragging rights for the whole year.
Right. Exactly. And that's how it is with this rivalry, I think. Bragging rights for the rest of the season until you see them in the playoffs. And TCG is saying, disrespectful, don't compare us to Warriors fans. Take that out of your mouth, Drapes. TCG, that wasn't me. That was somebody on the text line I was just repeating out there.
He just happened to read
that one.
That one out of about 25 of them over there. He just read that one.
Steven says, Drapes, I've learned over the years how to stay quiet and turn the cheek. When you said fly, Eagles, fly before the last break, I made a face of pure anger. I wanted to punch my radio. Bang, bang. We'll see. But I'm not the only one that's hearing the trash talk, that's hearing how big this game is. In Philadelphia, they're hearing the same thing. Son Reddick, he had this to say about this rivalry and the way the Niners are putting so much into this weekend's game.
You know, as this season been going on, not much. Talk is cheap. You know, they get to come back in the link. It was a lot of boo-hoos last year, a lot of crying, a lot of what if, a lot of this, a lot of that. They get a chance to come back in here, line that up, and prove it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
We need this game to happen, bro.
Uh-oh.
I need this game to happen.
Uh-oh.
I need this game to happen right now. I need this game to happen right now because Reddick is right. Ever since January, there's been a lot of boo-hooing, a lot of, if we were healthy, if we had our quarterback, you know what? You had your quarterback. We knocked him out. You had your backup quarterback. We knocked him out. We handled the business, and I'm talking Philadelphia. The Eagles handled their business. Now it's time for the Niners fans and the Niners players to handle their business. Ultimately, what's going to happen, High Flyer, you know this as well as I do. What we say on this show, and what Ashley and Steven are about to say on Sactown Sports 740, it ain't going to matter. It's what happens on the field on Sunday.
Oh, for sure.
And so if the Niners get the win, I'll eat some crow. I'll be on here at 2 o'clock. I ain't ducking no smoke. I'll be on here at 2 o'clock expecting the hate to come my way.
So you're going to bring knife and fork and a napkin.
I'm going to eat it.
All right.
And I'm going to like it. It's going to be delicious. A little hot sauce on there. Make sure you got some seasoning. Not that stuff we had at Thanksgiving at the Four Seasons in Minnesota. I want at least a seasoned meal, Niners fans.
He said, put some hot sauce on my burrito.
Exactly. But if Philadelphia should happen to win.
Oh, man.
I don't want to hear anything from anybody until the playoffs.
Let me tell you, as loud as your mouth is right now, I can. You know what? You might open up your window and scream. I'm going to hear you at my house.
You hear this?
Yeah.
Watch them Eagles fly. Come on, man.
Kyle had his eyes closed.
Dude.
Pumping his fist.
I thought I died and went to heaven.
Hey, Eagles heaven.
And I will say this. My guy Jay behind the boards, diehard Niners fans. But he's showing respect by playing that for me. So I appreciate that. Let's get to the phone lines, Jay. I'm going to bring them on right now. Niners fans, bring that smoke. Let's go to Ashley on line one. Ashley, you're on with Drapes and High Flyer.
Yo, you know, us Niners fans, we hear you, you know, but we don't want to provide too much bulletin board material. There's a lot of smack already going on. And, you know, as you guys said, there's a lot of boo-hooing and all that. So we're just going to let our play on the field do the talk. So don't be surprised when Debo going to hit you with the brick break.
Ooh. I love it. All right, appreciate that call, Ashley. That's the kind of smoke I'm about.
Yeah, drop
Let's
mic.
Go. Come on. And it's all in fun, High Flyer.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's nothing, never anything personal, no. Niners fans. I want y'all to understand that. Do you know this is, ooh, B. Oh. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Niners, Eagles. I know we got some Eagles fans out there, too. Don't leave me out there. On the island
right,
by myself
right,
out here.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, the line is open for everybody. Bang it.
916-339-1140. I love what Ashley said. This is the week we've all been waiting for. Niners fans understand. You beat Dallas, so what? Dallas paper champions. You beat Seattle, they not real threats. Jacksonville, they not ready yet. This is the game, to your point, High Flyer, you said it. What is it, a litmus test game or what you call it, a get-right game or a statement kind of game, checklist game?
Yeah, it's a statement game.
Statement game?
Yeah.
This is a statement game for both teams.
And it's a barometer. You know, you definitely get to see, okay, you're going up against the best.
Yes.
And you claim you are the best. Let's see who going to win. Because basically, in the media's eye, because of course, they say Philly's the best in the East, the Niners are the best in the West. So you meeting head-to-head, it's kind of like the rumble in the jungle. Let's get it on. Who going to win? Ali or Foreman? Ali Bumbaye. Rumble, young man, rumble.
What Biggie say? Beef is when your mom's ate safe up in the streets. Beef is when I see you guaranteed to be in ICU one more time. This is a beef. But it's a football beef. This ain't no personal beef. Or nothing like, I don't want anybody to get out of control or get out of pocket. It's all in fun and games. Let's get to Steven, Jay. We're going to squeeze Steven in here. Steven, you're on with Drapes and High Flyer. What's happening?
Man, what is happening, boys? How y'all doing, man?
Good, man. Good. You tell me.
Man, I'm about to tell you, man. Ashley was the one that really kind of came in with the heat. I'm telling you, man. She spoke it, man. I'm telling you. Not a fan ain't talking because, you know, it's already been said, talk is cheap. So you know what? We're keeping our mouths shut and just going to let the game do the talking. I mean, from what I'm hearing, man, you know it's all love, Kyle. You know it's all love, High Flyer. You already know, man. But look, you're the one doing all the talking. You're the one on here flapping your gums, talking all this jive about this, that, and the other, playing this Fly Eagles Fly song that was recorded back in 1954. My guy, listen. All you old heads, man, are out here trying to be like, bang, bang, we all wanted this, bang, bang, not. Look, listen, man. This game is probably going to be one of the most highly anticipated games I've experienced as a 49er fan in quite a while, to be honest with you. So, I mean, let me just keep it absolutely honest with you, man. But look, We ain't gonna run our mouth, man. We're just gonna let the game do the talking because
what did he say?
What did homie say, man? Talk is cheap.
You know
what,
Steven?
All I'm hearing is all these Eagle fans talking. My brother's an Eagle fan, man. Real quick.
Go ahead.
My brother's an Eagle fan, man, and I haven't spoken a word to him since last year. All right, let me tell you something real quick. All right.
But this is what I'm hearing, Steven. All of a sudden, when it's game time, talk is cheap. We're going to keep quiet. Where is that same smoke? I've been on this show for 2 months now. Y'all been lighting me up. We'll see you December 3rd, Drapes. We'll see. December 3rd is here now. We're going to let the play on the field do the talking. Come on, man. Come on. I've been the one quiet all season long. Telling you come this week, it was going to be on.
Hey, he had me dying. He sounded like Suge Knight. If you don't want your executive all up in the videos.
Hey, man, hit us up. We're going to continue this conversation. 916-339-1140. I got Joe on line one. We'll get to Joe coming up after this timeout. It's time to talk your smack, Niners and Eagles fans, here on The Drive, guys, with Drapes and High Fly. We could just let this play for the next hour and 10. Wow. As I'm, cause, hey, this is that Philly freeway, baby.
That long?
This is what we do. Flip side? Come on, man. This is what we do out east.
I love the knock.
You know what we don't have in Philly? We're not laid back. Everything is aggressive.
True.
The lifestyle's aggressive.
True.
Now, the roots side, yeah, but the roots is more, they are Philly, yes. But when you go in the hood, when you're talking about North Philly, 16th and Tasker, you playing Beans. You playing Philly Freeway. Petey Crack. Yes.
Let me tell you this. My first time I stepped foot in Philadelphia, and I got a few boys from Philly. Pooh Richardson, one of my good friends.
Yeah, Jerome Pooh Richardson. Come on, man.
Yeah, Pooh, my guy. They was like, yo, son. Yeah. I love that East Coast, dog. I love that. You know, you got to know who you're talking to, B. This is what we do, man. On my mother, son. On my mother.
y'all killing me, man.
So, you know, just the lingo had me going, right?
Yeah,
and then it was like, yo, son, I'm telling you, man, we got to go over here and get one of these Philly cheesesteak joints. I was like, what are we going to do? Yo, son, we're going to run down to the bodega, man, and get one of them Philly cheesesteak joints.
You doing that pretty good, man. Hey, that's not bad.
I got hooked on the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, man.
It's really good, man. Oh, those things are no joke.
Bro, we went to some little hole-in-the-wall joint, mom and pop joint. It's about like 8 or 9 cats standing out there, 10 boots right. up, puff jackets. I'm like, man, I don't know if we need to be around here, man.
That's right.
But they're like, nah, son. It's nothing like that, son. It's just all love around here, son. But Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, man, I was hooked.
I might have to get one for dinner. I might have to go find a little spot.
No, but they ain't got the bread.
It ain't the same.
They ain't got the bread the way they do in Philly, man.
I know, it ain't the same.
My boy's like, yo, son, taste the texture of the bread, yo. It's the bread, so I'm telling you. You got, hey, it ain't like that in Cali, yo, son.
Oh, my gosh, High Flyer. That's the best segment ever right there. That was beautiful, man. I appreciate that. That was beautiful. And here's the thing, Niners fans, before I get to my guy Joe on line one. Here's the thing. You got to allow me this right now. You got to allow me the chance to talk the trash. You got to allow me the chance to flex in my fly, Eagles fly. I know you hate it. I know you don't like it. But when else am I going to do it? I ain't going to do it week 16 against Arizona. I'm not going to do it week 3 against the Giants. No, this is the week we've all been waiting for.
It don't have the same sting.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You know, it's like, you don't beat up on guys at 24 hour.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I can't go walk in the 24 hour and flex on somebody because I won a game.
Right.
Nah, you got to do that when you're going up against the epitome.
Exactly. Your equal, your rival, right. Somebody you're trying to overcome. And that's what, you know, all this trash talk I'm doing is honestly out of respect for the Niners. Because like I said, if it was Arizona, you wouldn't even be on my radar right now.
I don't know. I think deep down you kind of liked it.
I do like it. Hey, man, let's get to Joe on line one, man. Joe, you're on with Drapes and High Flyer. What's happening? Joe, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. What's going on, Joe?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good, good. What's up?
Hey, yeah, Drapes, I love you as a Kings broadcaster. I always look forward to watching the post-game, pre-game, and I always get, like, a little ticked off when Mark Jones is there because you represent the Kings. But when it comes to the Eagles, oh, man, it just bursts my bubbles. Especially their fans. Have you watched their videos, how disrespectful those fans are?
No, hold on, Joe. We got there's fans like that everywhere. Every fan base got those fans. Come on now.
Yeah. But I think how we lost, the reason why we lost is because the Niner fans that were on the Rocky statue last year, I hope they don't do that again because I think that jinxed us.
Yeah, and maybe – thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call, man. And maybe what we're seeing from Niners fans – and they could tell me, they could hit us up, 916-339-1140, is they're waiting till afterwards to do their talking. You know, they may be the favorite right now. Sure, they're the favorite going into this game, but they know it's going to be a tough game. They know it's going to be. They don't want to feel the wrath of Drapes come Monday high fly. Because if they do some talking, I got my pen, I got my notepad right here next to me. And I'm taking names, bro.
I'm going to say, you taking receipts.
I'm taking receipts of all them trash talkers out there.
You know what I like about this, man? Like I said, what? It makes for great TV. It makes for great radio. It makes for great media because both teams, they're going to do their thing. I like it more so of the fan aspect of it. You know, you got all your Philly fans. You got all your Niner fans. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to talk trash. Everybody wants to get it in. And then you get all of this buildup for this game, and then after the game is over, somebody got to be quiet.
Somebody got to be quiet.
Somebody got to be quiet.
I'm really nervous, High Fly.
Somebody got to be quiet.
Because here's the thing. If the Niners win, no, excuse me, if the Eagles win, everybody got to be quiet. The only people they got to be quiet around is me. If the Niners win, I got to be quiet around everybody.
Yeah,
that's, everybody out here.
Yeah, that changes.
I go to the grocery store. I go to this Kings game on Monday. I come on this show. Trust me, yeah, they're going to be lighting me up.
No, no, and I understand that because, see, you putting your name on it. You putting your stamp on it. You standing on this.
Yes.
And I like that. You know what? That's an honorable man.
Some people might call me crazy, stupid.
Well, they can say that.
They can say that. They can say that.
But I'm like this. That's an honorable man, right? You're honorable.
But you know what
No. You're honorable, right?
I appreciate that. Yes.
So Monday, can I get my dollar?
Oh, I give you your dollar if you win. But I tell you what.
It still got to go down.
The risk reward is a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah. I'm taking some risk. But that reward, if the Eagles win, come on, man. You ain't going to be able to talk to me the rest of the season. Coming up next, my guy, we got Jay Triano, Sacramento Kings assistant coach, former coach of Team Canada. I'm going to ask him about that. Plus, I'm going to ask him about Keegan Murray and this huge game tomorrow against the Denver Nuggets. Coach Triano joining us next here on The Drive, guys, with Drapes and High Flyer.